Gawler's history through the pages of our wonderful paper, here with Sarah Gilligan. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So what stories have you got for us this week, Sarah?
So 150 years ago, the paper reported on a new Gawler market. So the article reads, "The opening of the new market on Saturday last, we are gratified to report, proved a decided success. The business done both wholesale and retail was encouraging. The prices at which produce was offered were those of Adelaide East End Market. The attendance in the evening was large beyond expectation, more than 200 buyers finding their way to the market after the gas was lighted." After the gas was lighted.
Yes, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, it really paints a picture, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Yeah. It does. And the story is quite fitting because this Saturday, so it'll be after the fact when this goes up online, but this Saturday we have the Apex Christmas Market happening.
Oh, right.
So usually the market coincides with the Gawler Christmas Carols event, which was obviously cancelled due to COVID-19. So it's nice to see that locals will still have an opportunity to buy local produce and gifts. So it's good to see that event bringing, you know, a bit more flavour of Christmas to the region.
It's nice the decorations are there.
Yeah, definitely.
And what was happening 100 years ago?
So 100 years ago, the Bunyip printed a story with the headline, "Educating Soldiers' Children." So 12,000 dependent children of totally incapacitated or fallen soldiers are to be educated with the best education the country can give them. Much of the money has been given by private donation of £800,000 by the government of the Commonwealth. Up to the age of 20, the child will be supported by the government in comfort whilst pursuing a secondary education in any of the secondary or technical lines of education. How many times can we say education in one paragraph?
Yes.
So that sounds like a nice initiative.
It is, because secondary education was costly. It wasn't free then.
Okay.
And so during, like when my mother and aunt were growing up, they got scholarships pretty much, and it was a real struggle to get secondary education for working class children.
Interesting.
So this would have been a great benefit to soldiers' families. Most kids left school at 14.
Wow, I guess to start to work, to provide for the family.
Which I think was when primary education finished. They basically went through primary education and then secondary was post-14.
It sounds like a nice initiative for more working class families.
Yes, and it was a real struggle for returned soldiers' families. The pension was not adequate, of course, and most women then didn't work and didn't have work skills. Or weren't able to work, so there was no childcare, so unless they had family support or a job, they could pretty much do at home. So yes, it would have been very, very useful and helpful. So what was happening 50 years ago?
So 50 years ago, we published a story titled, "Wool Still Lives On." So it says, there is still a possibility that the McKinley Monument in Gawler and part of the Pioneer Place retaining wall behind it may be left standing. Gawler Town Council decided last week to defer further consideration of the future of the wall and the monument until January 11, by which time Gawler branch of the National Trust will be required to provide a detailed report and schedule of work to retain the old structures. So I'm not familiar with this wall, so does it still stand?
Yes. This is the retaining wall at Pioneer Park, so you know, opposite the Coles complex?
Where the traffic lights are.
Yes.
So that
monument is the McKinley.
Right.
McKinley was the explorer who passed through Gawler on his way off to look for Burke and Wills when they went missing.
Oh, wow.
So he actually came to Gawler, and he lived just out of Gawler at, I think McKinley was at Rosedale, but I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he came from Rosedale. So he had a property just out of Gawler, he was a local landowner, and he went off to look for Burke and Wills.
So I wonder why the council was talking about tearing it down.
I don't know if you know the history of Pioneer Park. Originally, it was the Gawler Cemetery. It was the first cemetery. And then it was closed for sanitary reasons, because having a cemetery at the top of the hill, back when you got cholera and typhoid,
deaths
were not very hygienic.
No.
Infant mortality rates were exceptionally high, which if you look at the headstone in Pioneer Park, you can see they're just like all children. That's really sad. Tragic. So they closed that cemetery and started up the Williston Cemetery. And for many years, it was just like this awful, must have been an eyesore, this abandoned old cemetery in the middle of town. So they decided, and I'm not quite sure the date, to cover it over with topsoil and turn it into a park.
Yeah.
The headstones were removed, and this probably would have been about 50 years ago, I'm imagining.
Wow.
And they just put the plaque up to all the people that they had recorded as being buried there. And I imagine at that time they were looking at the retaining wall and questioning the safety, and of course it was pretty much the 70s bulldoze anything old mentality. Yes. But obviously the report came back and proved that it was a heritage wall, and the monument, of course, is significant.
And I'm glad it still stands because it has so much character.
It does. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's a lovely old retaining wall and definitely worth the effort to keep. So it's another one of the stories about the sort of progress being weighed up against character and identity.
I think council...
And beauty. It's a beautiful wall.
And council does really respect its heritage.
Yes.
I found that Gawler Council has done a lot to maintain that heritage status in Gawler.
Recent years it's become a lot more appreciated.
Mm.
But even back when I moved here, I think there's still a real fight for Gawler's heritage, where I think that message is finally getting through, that this is what gives our town
That's
character.
Our draw card.
And if we don't have it, we've really got very little to make this town distinctive. So back in the 70s, it was... A new concept, heritage, was really something people hadn't thought about before. So
there you go.
But it's funny, because when I first saw that, I thought, wall? What wall? Of course, it doesn't have a wall.
The
Berlin Wall. The
Great Wall.
So what was happening 25 years ago?
So 25 years ago, the Bunyip featured an interesting police story. So it said, a man has helped police nab two alleged offenders after an attempted theft at his Port Gawler home last week. The man found two men sitting on the beach shortly after discovering a shed on his property had been broken into at about 1:15 a.m. last Tuesday morning. The men made off in a car and the Port Gawler man gave chase, alerting police with his mobile phone. Probably wouldn't recommend that you chase after offenders these days, but...
Or ring on your mobile while you're
driving.
But back then, mobiles were still relatively
new. They were new, yes. It was probably a hard, big brick phone.
Yes, the old Motorola. So what was happening 10 years ago?
So 10 years ago, the paper printed an article about the community uniting in wake of floods. So it says the cleanup for local flood victims is continuing following last Tuesday's downpour that caused the Light River to burst its banks and saw houses flooded and roads closed across the district. Local businesses, residents and even strangers have pitched in to help those affected. Up to 100 Stockport residents were evacuated to the Hamley Bridge Recreation Centre last Wednesday after the town was inundated with floodwaters. Do you remember this flood?
Yes, yes. We had a few dramatic floods.
Yeah.
25 years I've been here.
Wow.
So, yes, that was another one where Goose Island went underwater.
I've seen some pretty spectacular photographs from that time in the Bunyip. And I think it was John Bolton was on a jet ski going through the street.
Now.
Yeah. I just remember thinking, wow, what an iconic photograph.
Yes. Every time there's a flood, I get out with a camera and take lots of photos.
Yeah, it's good to document that for the history records.
Mm.
Alrighty, well, that's all we have for you this week, Jeanette. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarah, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. For old life's sign.